With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lately, I've really been focused on spicing up my sex life. I want it spicy. And Dame Products has helped me do just that. And that's why we want to thank Dame Products for being a sponsor of the show. They've been a great partner, and we love their products. Please check them out and get 10% off when you use code COCKTAILS. And now, let's get back to the show.
Yeah, yeah, check 1, 2, check 1, 2. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sis, and you're listening to Cocktails. Dirty discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's cocktail is called Pecan My Pie Martini. So you need 1 ounce of pecan-flavored vodka, 1 ounce of Irish cream liqueur, 1/2 ounce of vanilla-flavored vodka, and 2 ounces of heavy cream. And here's how you're going to make it. So first, you're going to add a handful of ice to the shaker. Next, measure out your ingredients and pour them into the shaker. Then gently mix the drink. Last, pour the pecan pie martini into a large martini glass and enjoy. Ooh. Do you say pecan or pecan?
Pecan. Yeah,
Pecan, pecan.
Yeah, I don't like the way pecan sounds. It sounds too country to me.
Pecan, it does. Yeah, and
especially if I say it pecan.
Like, one of them pecan pies.
And I used to love those. I don't like them anymore.
I don't like how pecans look like cockroaches.
What?
Like, I like it, like the taste of the pie, but I can't. It looks like little flattened out cockroaches. Oh, I can't do it.
Okay.
But y'all try the drink.
Welcome back to Cocktail Sherry Discussions, you guys.
Hey, y'all.
It is almost Thanksgiving, is like my favorite holiday. My sister's birthday is this weekend.
Happy birthday.
We are celebrating all weekend. She has all kind of stuff planned. It's going to be me, two of her girlfriends, and her mom. I'm looking forward to it.
Wow. I feel like you have had a birthday for someone every day of the week.
Yeah, it's like...
Since August.
Yeah, September, October, November, and December are full of birthdays. It's like everybody was born at the end of the year.
Wow.
I wonder why.
But I wonder if around Thanksgiving time, all of the turkeys are really stressed. Probably all running around like, dang, mom, you might be gone. Or like, little Robert. Like, they're running around. We're going to eat them, but...
I don't think they're stressed. I don't think they think about it.
You don't? I feel like they just, they know.
You feel
know.
Like they have real thoughts?
I do. I think they, when Thanksgiving comes, them turkeys probably be like, some of us go missing every now and again. Like, they're stressed. Them little niggas is stressed. Poor little baby turkeys.
How you think chickens feel?
Oh, stressed.
On a weekly basis.
Like that.
Oh my God. I went to this place, and when I was walking in, the dude was like, hey, if you going in there to get wings, I'm going to tell you now, they're charging $2 extra for the wings. I said, huh?
Like, what is going on?
He's like, yeah, it's $2 extra for every 5 wings because of the wing shortage. And I was
there's
like,
there's a wing shortage?
Yeah, you haven't been hearing about this for
that
months and months.
That means we're about to start eating robot chickens.
So, a lot of places have had to up their prices if they even have wings. Like, even Wingstop did this major promotion where they started calling it Thigh Stop.
What
is, I am so
what
serious.
Is going
Y'all
on?
Know what I'm saying? They started calling it Thigh Stop.
thigh, because chicken thighs are like at the bottom of the barrel, I guess. Like, a lot of people gonna want to eat the chicken breast, you know. We love wings, obviously there's a shortage. Little kids love the drumstick, and then all we got is them thick old thighs. So it's plenty of thighs to go around, but not the others. So Wingstop started doing this thing where it was called Thigh Stop. Like, you go on DoorDash, it says Thigh Stop,
and if you have show wings. Your thighs, you get a discount.
No, girl, they're serving you thighs, fried chicken thighs, and they will toss them and sauce them. Just, and then they even have boneless thigh pieces. And so, anyway, this particular place.
I bet Atlanta is really struggling with the wings.
Atlanta has found the chicken wings, okay? Because they said the city will die. The whole economy will crumble. If there are no chicken wings available, I will be in the street.
Now that makes me worry, because I bet some of the chicken wings ain't really chicken wings. They're probably little bat wings. You think you're eating a chicken wing?
No, not a bat wing. It might be something else.
A little squirrel tail or something.
A squirrel tail?
And they take his little ankle and just connect it.
Are you eating boneless wings? Because if it's got a bone in there, you gonna know. Now, it might have been created in a lab, and I'm still here with no horns growing out of my head. But anyway, he was very upset about that. And I went in there, and sure enough, they said it was kind of hot for some chicken wings. And they had some thighs in there available. They said, we can get them extra crispy.
I just think it's so funny to really hear the different body parts that we eat. Like, I love a chicken thigh, a bone-in chicken thigh. I made one at the beginning of the week with my new air fryer. Girl, I love it. Girl, I'm addicted. But I just be imagining, like, chicken thighs. Could you imagine if I was just like, human thigh? The human thigh extra crispy is really tasty. Can I get some 5 human fingers with a thumb? A wet thumb? It's just so funny. When you say, like, okay, chicken thighs are good, though. I like them.
All right. So, anyway, don't know what that was about. Think I have an idea. So, anyway, I had a good time.
I'm glad you did.
I'm trying to think of what else I left off the trip. Can't think of it now.
Okay. Well, you guys, in May, I'm going to Bali with Paradise and Vibe again. It's going to be an amazing trip. It is open for men and women. It's not a girls' trip, so you could bring a bae. Men, you're welcome to come. Bali, go to paradiseandvibe.com. They have it up right now. You can make payment plans. It's affordable. Check it out. Come rock with me.
Okay, and then also make sure you guys sign up for Patreon. It's patreon.com/cocktails. We have new bonus episodes every week. And then most of the time, we're going to do a monthly live. At this point, we may have decided what we're going to do about this month. Because we usually do the last Thursday of the month, and that's Thanksgiving. We won't be there.
We won't be there. And y'all probably wouldn't either.
Yeah, we'll find another time to do it. But get on there. We have a good time. The girls get on. And we have guys, too. So, guys, you're welcome to join. If you want to get more in our business, if you want to get to just know us better, then come on over to Patreon.
A little bit more intimate. You'll like it there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you want to see our facial expressions every week on Thursdays, make sure you watch us on YouTube.
Yeah. If you click the link, like if you're listening to this on Instagram, or it's probably in the description box too, there's a link to actually watch the episode. I know we get comments every now and then where people are like, oh, I didn't even know you were on YouTube. And I don't know if they skip through the episodes. But hey, we are on YouTube, and it's way easier to comment on the episodes when you listen on YouTube too, I like. I like reading the comments.
I like reading the comments. I'll be excited. What y'all saying today?
Mm-hmm. Is it good? Is it bad? Who am I gonna pop off on? Yeah.
Sorry, I said it wrong. Okay. Another thing I want to remind everybody to not do is watch Squid Games.
Why?
Kiki.
Well, first of all, people have been watching this shit for like 3 months now.
You know, it takes a long time for me to jump onto stuff. Like, especially with the TV. Like, I really don't watch a lot of TV. So then when I do watch it, I'm like, oh, what did people say to watch? So Squid Games kept popping up. And I tried to watch it once. And I was like, I'm not watching this. This looks dumb. And then I kept watching it. I still thought it was dumb. But I think it cast a spell on me because I couldn't stop watching it. Watch the whole series. What? I have been having the most crazy dreams that I am waking. The other night I was asleep on my couch. I woke up and I was like, don't move, don't move. You're going to get shot. Don't move. You're going to get shot. I'm awake now, not moving, cringed up. Like, if you move, you're going to get shot. Because that's the type of games they play. Red light, green light. And if you move after green light, they just bust you in your head with a bullet. And I was laying on my couch, frozen. Ma'am, don't watch it. I was like, a bunch of bullshit.
Who decides to play that game? Is it like they have a draft?
Well, you get to win like a whole lot of money. It was like billions of dollars. Yeah, like at first when they signed up, they didn't know that's what it was.
Did they have shitty lives or something?
They were in debt. Like hundreds of thousands, millions, trillions of dollars in debt.
Oh, yeah, I might have paid it too.
And I was like, dang, like I might have been like, I mean, one nigga was old. He was like, I'm about to die anyway.
Somebody's probably going to kill me if I don't give them their money.
So, yeah, they were in a lot of debt. So that's the people that they got. But the point is, I don't know what they did in the movie to make me... my dreams have been really outlandish.
Did you fall asleep watching it?
I fell asleep watching it one night.
Yeah. Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for that tip. I still think that I'm the last person on Earth who hasn't watched Squid Game, so I'll just take your word for it. And
don't do it. Reconsider.
I will. Okay, so you guys... Remember, if you are having dreams like Medina is from real life situations that have happened that just keep clouding your brain or you're stressed about something, or maybe you just want to work on your time management, your relationships, work, whatever, you can talk to someone on Talkspace.com/cocktails.
They have a plethora of licensed therapists that you can pick to help you out with whatever issues you might be having. The world opened back up. The holidays are coming up. I know the holidays can be an anxiety attack for somebody, or you can be super excited, but a lot of people can also be sad around the holidays. Yeah. So this is a really good time to, if you've never tried therapy before, try out Talkspace. It's very helpful. It's basically a therapist in your pocket. You have access to them 24/7.
Mm-hmm. You can do video calls. You can do phone calls. You can message them. It's just a really good way to try and start therapy if you're super busy, if you're afraid, if you're nervous about it, because entering therapy is a big step. But go ahead and take that big step, and you will get some help from us in the form of a freebie. So if you go to Talkspace.com/cocktails, you'll get $100 off your first month of therapy.
$100? Mm-hmm. That's a nice little discount.
Mm-hmm. I love a discount.
Me too. Okay, guys, it is gift giving season. Some of our favorite seasons. Women love getting gifts. We get a lot of gifts.
We seem really likes a gift.
It's my love language. But also, I feel like this is a time that women can take to like get their man a different type of gift that he wasn't expecting.
A photo of you.
A photo of you and you and the kids, you and the dog, you and him. Like, you can pick and mix the pictures that you want to be included in the portrait. So I think if you're deciding to spend a little money on your man, get him a little portrait.
That would be a really nice gift. You can choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is just the way you want it. You know, if you're picky like me, you're going to want to make sure every little detail is spot on before they deliver it.
Mm-hmm. At paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. So if you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded. You get your money back, guaranteed.
Amen.
Solid.
Just text the word TAILES, T-A-L-E-S, to 64,000. That's TAILES to 64,000. Text T-A-L-E-S to 64,000, and that's for Paint Your Life. Celebrate the moments that matter the most.
The moments that matter the most. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, another moment that matters the most is...
Busting that nut.
Busting that thing open, because that's a matter. Let me tell you something. My God, matter.
It's a very serious matter.
I need to... You know, they said there was some statistics. I don't remember the number. It was on Sex, Love, and Goop. And they were talking about how, like 80% of women who aren't orgasming have anxiety, have stress.
It is a stress reliever to me, okay? I really enjoy it. And sometimes when I just feel that tension right here, I'm like, when was the last time I had sex? When was the last time I masturbated? And I'm like, oh my God, it was 3 days ago. That's what's wrong. My body's out of whack.
Sometimes when I can't sleep, I reach over into my nightstand and grab one of my mini Dame product vibrators.
Just like, which one am I going to get today?
Which one am I going to use? I love my little arc. It's like a light purple color, very light. So y'all know I got carpal tunnel, so it's not like it's not weighing heavy on my wrist. And I use that thing. I think the Dame products were carefully made.
They really were. They're really smooth to the touch. They have soft, like, pastel colors. Not super girly, but just muted and just very classy,
they
you know?
They charge fast. Mm-hmm. It's waterproof.
Which is important. You never know when you're going to have a good, steamy shower session. And you can use them on yourself or your partner or both. It's a good way to spice things up, try something different, whether you're solo or, you know, it's two of y'all, three of y'all, four of y'all.
I also want to add in, you can use them on your booty hole. So,
yeah, the arc would probably be good for that. Mm-hmm.
It has that nice little flat.
Mm-hmm. I like the air because it has the airwaves that go through. I just love that feeling.
Ooh, that is nice, y'all. We taking it too far. Y'all, go to dameproducts.com. Use code COCKTAIL, COCKTALES, to get the bestie discount.
Okay, and now we're going to move on to weird sex. So,
I'm scared.
You should be.
You said a man is not a necessity, a man is a luxury.
Like dessert.
Yeah. Man, it's absolutely not necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
You guys, this story is in Kentucky. I don't get a lot of stories from there. And it's because it seems like everybody just has a fucked up headspace. So there was a school, like, pep rally, homecoming thing, some sort of performance in the gym with the staff and with the students. They had male students dressed up in lingerie giving lap dances to the staff.
That's not
and
funny.
Then they had the girls in Hooters uniforms serving drinks.
Whose well, not idea real drinks, but was this?
Wait, then they took the lingerie students, bent them over. The staff did this, bent them over and spanked them.
Was it male staff? Or a mix of women and men?
I think it was just men.
Y'all are all fired. You're in trouble. Bro, people are getting in trouble. Whose idea was it? Like, was it the children's idea?
It was the student's idea. And some people were like, oh, it wasn't. They're taking it too far. Not as in the students took it too far and the staff went too far by allowing this to happen. But people are going overboard with how sexual it was. It's very sexual. There's pictures up. Of course, they blurred out the children's faces because they're minors. And then some of these people got on masks. Some of them don't. Look at him. He is enjoying that lap dance right there. And look at him spanking him. It's just a lot. And then Hooters uniforms don't even look like this. Who made this?
They got those from Amazon?
I don't know. They probably got them from eBay. This is getting... or AliExpress. I don't know. Anyway, there were mixed things coming from the different staff and faculty at the school. Some people were saying how it felt like... how they felt like they don't want to stifle the kids' creativity when they come up with these things. And I'm like, you are trying to save your ass because you're probably the one that was in charge of student council who let them go out there and do that shit. Or you were in charge of the athletic department and you let them go out there and do that shit. You cannot do that.
You cannot do that. Do you remember when we were doing the talent show in high school? I forget what grade we were in. And we wanted to do the lap dances. Mr. Sneed was like, y'all are not doing the lap dances on the chair. And we had to change some of the dance.
Check up on it.
We wanted to do, kids be hot. Girls be hot and ready. That's why you could keep an eye on
But we
girls.
Had a principal that was like, no.
He was like, absolutely. And we weren't even going to do it on people. It was just going to be like on the chair.
They were like, tone that shit down.
They were like, no, you children. And put some leggings under those shorts. Because we didn't have shorts under the leggings under the shorts.
We had all these little shorts. But the routine was cute, okay? It was really cute. We had it together. Ooh, boy, yeah, looking like.
We should try to recreate that.
That would be funny. Yeah, that was a good time. Anyway, what we did was a good time because we didn't have the staff involved or none of that shit. What these people did was just too much. Watch your children. Pay attention to what's going on down to the schoolhouse.
Hide your kids, hide your wives because men are out here making horrible decisions.
Okay.
Do you think it's tacky to, if you bring a bottle of wine to a party and they don't open it at the party, that you take it back?
Yes.
I wanted to get your take on it.
What? What happened?
Nothing happened, but I was listening to a story on another show and somebody wrote in that they took a date to a holiday party and the date brought a bottle of wine and her date went and got the wine back when they realized they didn't drink it and she was like, that's a deal breaker for me. Like, I actually don't even want to date you anymore because you did it and it's that tacky. And I was like, is it? But it kind of is. Like,
it is.
You just, when you're giving something to somebody, you're giving it to them. Mm-hmm. Y'all gonna be like, y'all ain't gonna drink the.
But I will say, I think that there are, I found out that it's a cultural difference. I don't know between which cultures. I don't know. But I mean, maybe like country people and not so country people.
Okay.
So I was talking to one of my guy friends. He lives in like super far out in the suburbs in Maryland, like close to nothing. And he said that he thinks it's tacky too. But he went to this party and he was like, what this group of friends does is they bring like a rolling cooler. They have their stuff. They share with you while you're there, but you watch your stuff because you're taking it back with you. They don't leave it at the host home. So it's like everybody brings stuff. And he was like, I set my stuff out to share because I'm thinking like, okay, if everybody is bringing stuff, everybody contributes. You have food and stuff.
Were they still taking his stuff?
They were still drinking his shit.
They're like, this nigga dumb.
They're drinking his shit. And like, he's drinking theirs. She was like, everybody was drinking everything. And he was like, well, I was leaving mine there. And everybody else is like packing their stuff up in their bar and taking it with them. I was like, Is that a thing that they do in the I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why do you do that? Do you always have this cooler in your trunk and this is like your car bar that you're rolling out? So it's like, well, hold on. This was my supply. That's why I kept my shit together. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either. Sometimes I do be looking like, okay, that's a really nice bottle. Y'all gonna open it now? Because I wanted some too.
What does we do? You don't want to be the one to open it?
Like, this means because that's tacky too. You brought the bottle. And you're like, let's open it now. They're like, now you know we ain't want
to
save it.
I can't stand when I go to a thing where it's like everybody brings a bottle and it's like one person brings some cheap shit. Like you brought 1800, but then you see the bottle in 1942.
And you're going to open that? No, sir. Go open that Cuervo.
Okay. This is what you brought. It's not good enough for you to drink. Then why did you bring it for us?
Over here.
Yeah, you don't want to drink that? Well, why did you buy it? Because you wanted to leave me some bullshit at the end? No. Okay. Anyway.
You felt that, Kiki.
Well, I did.
He was like, I care on y'all's bad hosting abilities.
I can't stand that shit. Okay, so I put down fulfilling fantasies because I had a situation where...
It's so long since I've done that.
Oh, I haven't fulfilled my fantasy.
Oh.
This was somebody else's, but we were just talking about it. So this girl had this threesome fantasy... And I think I'll tell you guys about it on Patreon, on an upcoming Patreon, so that y'all can know what exactly happened. But basically, she had this fantasy of having a threesome. But when she showed up for the threesome, she was acting all weird and shit. And then when it was over, she was like, oh, that was great. And it's like, no, bitch.
It wasn't.
Like, you when you decide that you want to try something, right?
You think she gonna hear this?
But this is what I think. This is for anybody. When you decide that you want to do something and it involves somebody else, if it's a fantasy, mm-hmm. you need to be sure and do whatever you need to do to, like, calm your nerves. Sometimes it is to take a little drink or something, you know?
Sometimes it also can be controlled with your breathing. That's what yoga has taught me. Sometimes you just be like, let me just slow down my breathing. You'll kind of slow down your thoughts.
And I also think... it might sound weird, but I really think that if you are nervous, say that you're nervous from the jump, that and don't try and fake the confidence. Because what can also happen is if somebody is there, someone like me, for example, and you tell me that you're nervous, I'm going to try to help you relax mm-hmm. and help you calm down and make it a better experience than thinking, why are you being weird?
Right.
You know, so sometimes it's okay to just speak up.
Why are you being weird to me?
Okay.
Yeah, speak like, up. Speak your mind. Let them know.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of people have written me about like trying different things and they don't know how to bring it up. Or a lot of people have threesome fantasies. And for whatever reason, y'all keep sending me messages about it. I don't know what that's about. But I think that you need to calm
down. Because you have threesomes. Like,
well, you have to calm down. And if you have never done it before, tell the other girl. I think you should tell her, whether you know her or not, because I think that most of the time, if the girl has already agreed to do shit, she wants you to have a good time, too.
Yeah.
And it's been somebody's first time at
and
one point.
And the slightest thing can throw off a threesome, and then mm-hmm. it's just a no-some. Nothing's going to happen here.
Yeah.
Just...
Or it's going to, well, anyway.
What is, speaking of threesomes, and I think it's threesomes, but what is your ideal sexual relationship with someone? That's a really good question. It's
thank like, you. I added that to the list. So it was really on my mind
really good,
this weekend.
Because it makes you think.
Like, what do I actually want? Like, in a perfect world. Because we'll talk about what we can compromise on, but what do we want? So what do I want? I don't know. It changes. I think that ideally, I would like to be in a relationship with somebody where I really enjoy the sex and I feel comfortable enough to be able to say whatever it is that I want to try and that he'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be ideal. Like, no matter what it is, if it's something wild and crazy, mm-hmm. he'll be like, for you, I will. But I don't like to have sex with anybody who has like a bunch of boundaries. Like, if you say no to too many things.
What fun is, how can
like,
we
oh,
have
I can't
fun.
Remember this shit. It's y'all like, know I'll be drunk.
And don't spit in my mouth. And don't pull my hair. And don't choke me. And don't turn me around. Well, what you want to do? Sit here and talk?
Don't lick my ass.
Let's watch The Reading Rainbow. They're rebooting it. Like, what you want to do? It's sex. It's like the one time we get to just.
Or if, and And if I try something or you try something, if one of us says, like, okay, I tried it and I don't like it, I can respect that. But you won't even try it? Like, come on. And I feel like nothing that I ask for is really that off the wall.
Right. You're not, like, one of those where you're like, let me put some nails in your back and
I'm not doing that.
Hang you from a wall. Like, no, we're not. We don't.
Because I just want to record us having sex. Is that okay?
Right. That's why when the dude that I was talking about that, like, dove on the bed and face down, ass up, and just spread his booty hole, I was like, you know what? Like, I rock with you. Because look at him. Just, I was like, let's just try it. Let's see. You know, hamburger booty. My ideal sexual relationship with someone is someone that is like that guy on Sex Life. The one that wasn't good for her, though.
Oh.
In a relationship. But since we're just talking about sex, it's like, I want someone who's really going to take charge in a way where it's like, we're having sex in public. We're gonna have, it's not like you're gonna let me get away with, like, no, like, he makes it so comforting for me to be like, you know what, let's fucking do it. Like, somebody that makes me want to try something new.
I got a friend like that. I know exactly what you mean. Oh my God.
And it's just like, they're not forcing you to do it, but they just have something in them that you know it's going to be worth it.
It's voodoo. They're doing witchcraft, sorcery, and all kind of stuff. I'm telling y'all. Okay, so when I don't know if I told y'all this on here or if it was on Patreon, but you know, I hadn't seen Voodoo Dick in a minute. And ever since he choked me up at that damn football tailgate thing, in a sexual way,
a little,
I just haven't been able to get him off my mind. And it's just like, what did you do when you touched me? I felt like maybe time was going to create enough space, and nope.
Mm-mm.
It didn't.
He got you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
He sprinkled a few things that day.
Special dust on you, and now you're back in the voodoo spell. But yeah, I want somebody that's a pleaser. I don't.
Amen.
Amen. I feel like when a man is a pleaser, it ignites something in you to make sure that you please him.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I feel like in the recent, like, 4 or 5 months, the guys I've had sex with have been pleasers, right? Which is really good. But sometimes maybe it takes a long time, like, for me to come. And then I will sometimes be like, I'm tired. I want you to come so we can be done. So I be lying about orgasming so that they think it's done. They'll be like, oh, no, I'm not going to finish because you haven't finished yet. And I'll be like, God damn, I'm tired.
When you really do be tired and you're like, I got to wake up in the morning.
Like, I got shit to do. I got a flight ticket.
And they're like, no, I want you to stop.
Or I want you to come again. No, I don't. I'm actually good.
It is Tuesday.
Okay. We've had a lot of sex. Look at the condom wrappers everywhere.
Look at it, looks like confetti. Of sweat just nestled in the crease of my neck.
We taste salty.
My edges are getting puffy. I had to go get my hair done. Come on, nigga, get out. Put your little heavy ass.
What? Did you say with your heavy ass?
You've never been in, like, a position
where you're like, exactly what you're talking about. I'm like, damn, your upper body is big as fuck.
Sometimes it makes me be like, wow, like, we are strong creatures. Like, there have been times when I'm like, I'm holding this big ass nigga up and your legs are pushed back. It'd be painful.
That's a lot of pressure.
Sometimes I almost have an asthma attack and I just be trying to get through
it. You don't have asthma.
I don't, but it'd be feel like my ribs be collapsing.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, that was a good laugh.
Mm-hmm. How much confidence do you have going back to fantasies? How much confidence do you have in actually fulfilling them and having the sex life you want? Like, do you feel like you can speak up and you can articulate what you want, or you can physically show what you want?
What's really odd is I feel like I had so much sex when I was younger. Like, even when we first started the podcast, like, the stories were exciting and, like, I had so much great sex. That's when I was comfortable with it. Now I'm not comfortable with it. It's really weird. There are certain things that, like, I be wanting. And if he doesn't do it, then I just won't even... I haven't been confident in it lately.
Like, if he doesn't start it off?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's really odd. But if he does start it off, I'm game. I'm down. What's up? Mm-hmm. But, like, I have gotten to a point in my life where it's time to you know, stir that pot, sister. What are we doing?
Do you mean?
What you doing? Where you going? Like, it's time to, like, really... I feel like I've just gotten so dry with my sex life.
Oh.
Even just wanting to just be, like... fucking on one person, even though it's the safe thing to do, it's like, it's also really boring, and now I don't have anyone. So it's like, it's just like, I feel like I need to stop overthinking shit and just, like, have a good time. And I used to do that, and now I slowly but surely don't. It's really weird.
Let me tell you, I was talking to my friend Eric, who has a podcast, it's called Social Complex, mm-hmm. when I was out of town. And so I was talking to him. I was like, yeah, there's these two guys I like. One of them lives here. One of them lives in Atlanta. And so, do you know that this man said, have you made out with him yet? I said, what? Made out? I said, like, kissing? Because, you know, I'm old. I can't keep up with the slang. So I'm like, made out has to mean more than just kissing like a teenager. And he was like, yeah. I said,
how old is he?
He's our age. And I was just like, I did everything. What do you mean?
What?
Like, one of them ate
that. I don't know, got a plan B. Like, I'm playing this nigga's back.
You're talking about made out? Duh.
Like, fucking is the new make out. No, that's horrible,
well,
actually.
I mean, how much making out am I gonna do and not have sex? Let's just be honest.
True. Like, and it's weird. It's like you level up. Like, you get more tokens when you do a lot of sex. It's like making out for me is like you get to the point where you're like, nigga.
Cause my homegirl downstairs be like, come on, Witty, grow up, bitch.
Yeah,
let's
what's
go.
Happening?
Drop them draws. You know, that's just what happens. I don't wanna sit around just kissing and then what, I'm gonna go home.
I could go home to
my Dame products. We can kiss.
And like rolling around.
But
and stuff.
I'm not just trying to kiss you in the mouth, okay? We got some other parts need to be kissing, bumping, touching, rubbing, something. But I was, it made me think of it because I'm like, okay, the things that I want to do. And then I was like, why would you just ask me about making out and that's it? Like, what?
Is he churchy?
No.
Okay.
I just didn't get it. And so when we were talking about the guys, he was like, well, obviously y'all are all doing your own thing. I said, well, yeah, nobody thinks that anything is exclusive. We're all doing our own things. I'm just telling you, I got my favorites. That's all. And so he was like, oh, and I was like, you just date very different than me, I think, because I wasn't thinking that they were only interested in me, and I also wasn't worried about who they were fucking. I'm fucking you, and if I want to fuck him, I'm gonna fuck him too. You over here talking about making out.
See, getting back to that.
The fucking?
The fucking. Like, the, I don't care what you're doing. But now,
I mean,
all of a sudden,
care,
there's like this care. There's like this little care that just creeps up.
I mean, I care, but it's not gonna stop me. And it's like, it would bother me if I felt like it was a serious thing,
mm-hmm.
and you still out here playing around, but it's not serious. So it's like, okay, if I know that I'm fucking you, and then when I leave, I'm gonna give it a grace period, and then I'm gonna fuck this other nigga, like, how can I be mad at you for doing the same thing? Because I know how I feel about everyone involved, and I know the different boundaries that I have with each of them, they don't get treated the same. So I can't be mad at you for doing the same thing.
See, and I hear you, and that makes so much sense. But I just don't be doing, like, when you're in it, like, sometimes I do find my, I'm trying to not do it, because I didn't used to be like that, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, now it's like.
And then I also be avoiding having those conversations about my feelings anyway. So it's like, what choice do you have?
The dick is good.
That's the other piece of advice that he gave me. I was like, yeah, I know, but that part is so bad for me. Like, don't you hear me thinking about you? The fuck? I just want you to read my mind.
Don't you hear me thinking about you?
Yes!
Women are so crazy, and I love it, though. I love it.
Let me put that for a title. Don't you hear me think about you?
Oh, that is a good title. Don't you hear me think about you? I'm going to start saying that to people.
Me too. Okay, when do you introduce the new things that you want to try? You said you haven't been doing that lately. You wait for them to do it.
Right. Or, like, the only new things that I've really introduced to certain sex partners is, like, toys. And there's no grand gesture that I have. I just pull the toy out and I'm like, I probably should ask you if you're cool with this, but, like, it's here.
I don't be asking.
Okay, yeah. It's like, I'm...
And I will use it on me first, and then I'll be like, come here.
Right. Mm-hmm. And put it, like, on their little balls. They'd be all nervous at first. Mm-hmm. You can tell the ones that be nervous.
Like, they don't know what's about to happen.
Yeah, and then the ones that be...
And then the other ones, I'm like, you done been here before. You like this? They'd be like, yeah.
They be maneuvering it around. You're like, okay, nigga.
At least I don't have to do all the learning. You already know. Just guide me. Give me the cheat code.
You well-versed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, introducing new things. I need to start doing that more once I get a new team together.
You know what else I want to start doing more? I really like taking nudes.
Y'all know that.
I do. I will have a whole photo shoot.
I love it.
And I be wanting to send the pictures, but then I get nervous, like, what if I send it to this guy? I ain't never sent one before, and he doesn't even like stuff like that. This is probably not the man for me.
I love that you just randomly do it.
Yeah, I'll send it and say good morning. But then sometimes, depending on who the person is, I'm nervous to send it.
Because you think they might not respond, or you think they might be like, why would you send this?
Well, I mean, they should know why I'm sending it. I'm not sending it to nobody I haven't fucked before. But if they text back too slow, it's going to make me have a panic attack.
That's a bad feeling. You're like...
Mm-hmm. What
he
is
sent
happening?
It to his friends. He's like, look at this.
You're all... like, or he looked at it and was like, what the
you
fuck is this? Throw the phone away and would rather watch fucking baseball or something boring like that. And then it's like, oh my God, am I ever going to hear from him again? What has happened?
That is the worst feeling. You're
yeah,
really
so
like...
it's like, mm-mm. So if you're a slow texter, you'll never get a nude from me because I don't like
you're
that.
You're not going to give I'm me not... that anxiety.
Okay, you are not about to have me laying on the floor having a panic attack.
I'm on Talkspace talking to my therapist about how I send a nude and he ain't respond back, Jody. What's going on? What's wrong with me?
Exactly. But yeah, I like to send them. And so I'm trying to figure out how to bring it up to this guy I want to send them to without just sending them. Have to work it into the conversation. Might need to add that on the thing.
Or just send it.
No.
Okay.
Do you want me to have a panic attack?
No, I don't.
I already be overthinking everything. What would you do if you accidentally sent a nude to your parents?
Kiki, I would be so... One time I got really drunk. This was a very long time ago. I was in college. Uh-huh. And I texted my mother, do you and dad still have sex? And that was like, why the fuck?
What
and I was drunk.
Fuck?
And like, one, I think Sade had like dared me to do it or something. We were playing Truth or Dare. My bitch ass took the dare. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do it. Like, I was drunk. Liquid courage. That is like... I would put them in the same. I felt so weird. I was like, why do I even want to think about that? Like, if I accidentally sent my parents a nude, meaning they both see it, I would cry. And yeah. I would try to hurry up and put the phone in airplane mode. That does not work, by the way.
Yes, it does.
As soon as it reconnects to Wi-Fi, it sends.
You got to turn your phone off.
Oh.
And then turn it back on. Let me tell you, because I almost did that before. But now what I did do one time was I thought I was texting my group chat with my friends. I text my group chat with my mom and my sister. And I was like, what the fuck? I can't find my vibrator. I'm so pissed. Where is it? And so my mom texts back and says, maybe you left it at your friend's house.
Were you like, oh my God, I'm sorry.
That's the only reason I knew I didn't send it to my friends because I get this message.
But did y'all like talk about it more? Were you just like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry?
I think I tried to make up a lie to make it make sense even just so everybody knew don't bring this up again.
Because it makes you cringe.
Like, I still have flashbacks of it sometimes and I get embarrassed all over again. And now it's going to happen tonight. I'm going to probably have a nightmare about it. Like, I have a recurring nightmare that I fail a final in college and I'm not going to graduate and everybody is there for my graduation. I didn't even take a math class my senior year.
That's a really horrible dream.
It is. That shit is stressful. Do you know how stressful it is when you wake up and you think you're not about to fucking graduate even though it's
and you
10
feel like,
years?
You know how stressful it is to wake up and feel you're going to get shot if you move?
No, I ain't never felt that. But I can imagine.
I was like, huh.
I didn't know would kind of want to see it. Like, what is the big deal?
It's, I don't know. It does something to your brain, but I was scared. But speaking of like having flashbacks, if you did send it to your parents, you just wouldn't be able to get it out of your mind. You don't want to talk about it again. The text messages mm-hmm. you sent. When I was little, I think I said this before in an earlier episode, I was just a little tot and I don't remember a lot from my childhood. I always am like, did y'all steal me from somebody? Because my sister will have memories and I'm like, I don't remember that. And she's mm-hmm. like, you should. And I'm like, I don't. So I was on the ground.
Y'all steal me. Y'all look just like, they ain't steal you, girl.
And my dad was watching this. You know how parents just be like getting ready around you? He had a towel on and he stepped over my head. And as he stepped over my head, I happened to look up and I was like, oh, I was a tot. I don't even think I could talk. Sometimes every now and again, I'd be like, oh my God. And you can never get it out of your head.
Mm-hmm. If maybe that's why you don't have the other memories.
Maybe. It was like the Men in Black pin.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I was like, oh my God. It was not. You don't want to do sexual accidents that involve your parents.
Or it's your grandparents. So.
Or your grandparents. Mm-hmm.
That is just, let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and move on to Indecisive Diane. And when we come back, we're going to answer some advice and share some more cocktails.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Hey, ladies, it's me, Diane. And you know what? I love a good margarita. I think I found the margarita spot, Margarita Town in Atlanta. There's a spot called La Hacienda. Here's the address. It's 900 Monroe Drive, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia. Great area, not far from Piedmont Park. Their food is good. It's casual Mexican. Go there on a date with a boyfriend or girlfriend. It's regular, vibrant decor. Bye.
Okay, and we are back from Indecisive Diane, and it's time for the advice. Remember, if you would like to ask us a question for us to read on the show, you can send it to us at askcocktails@gmail.com.
Okay, so the subject line of this is, am I being shallow? Hey, ladies. Probably. I was about to say that. Hey, ladies. First, let me say I love the podcast. Hopefully, when things with COVID settle down, there can be a live show in D.C. Anyways, you ladies may have answered a question like this, but your girl needs some advice. So there's this guy, and I like him a lot. He is amazing, plans the best dates. He's attentive, planned and is paying for a whole trip for my birthday for my best friend. Oh, my best friend and I. Mm-hmm. He really is like my BFF. I love spending time with him. Conversation comes easy and would love to take things to the next level. However, I am not physically attracted to him. Mm. He's a bigger guy, and generally, that's not my type. The sex is okay. He's on the smaller side, but that's not an issue for me. It's more of his weight. I really don't want to miss out on an extremely amazing guy all because of his appearance. How would you ladies handle this situation? Please help.
This sounds like the one from like 2 weeks ago. Somebody else was writing in.
And we were like, he's probably a good guy, though.
Yeah,
that was the guy who couldn't get it up.
I'm thinking about the overweight one because you were like saying how if you're not attracted to a big nigga, you're still not going to be attracted to him. And it's hard to get people to change their habits to lose weight if they're not just going to do it on their own.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you should refer back to that advice.
Yeah. It's,
I don't know.
But then it's like, sometimes I also think with situations like this, maybe you need to have a conversation with yourself and really think about, like, what is it you're wanting? Because if he is checking all those other boxes and he's just a little chubby mm-hmm. and you don't like that, like, what don't you like about him being chubby? Is it that you feel like he's not healthy? Is it because you think people are going to see you with him and be like, she with a fat nigga? Is your family going to...
outside reason? Like, you just don't like how it looks because you feel like you'll be judged? Or do you feel like he's just a really unhealthy man? Like, what is it?
Yeah.
I told y'all before, I was still dating.
I think you, because he checking all things. He planned and is paying for the whole trip for your birthday with your best friend. Like, that's really thoughtful.
Yeah, I feel like this is the same one now that I think about it.
Is it?
Yeah. But whatever. We're telling you again, reinforcing that thought.
Reinforce it. It was on my mind. It was on my spirit. The universe said,
yeah, somebody else needed to hear that, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So if you want some advice from us, email us askcocktails@gmail.com. And now it's time for us to move on to the actual cocktails of the shows. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a ho. So,
do you have an OG?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not. We gotta. Okay, I have one to read.
Go ahead.
I had to pull up my phone. My computer died. That's what I was looking for, you guys. Okay, so 2017 was the official start of my hoe phase. Welcome to the club.
Hey, girl.
I just got out of a wasteful 3-year relationship. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, don't type anything.
Sorry.
I felt like I was going to fall off this couch. Okay. Oh, Jesus. All right. Okay. I just got out of a wasteful 3-year relationship. The Aries fire in me set ablaze. It was amazing. I was dating athletes and high-rolling men. Not the high rollers. Why does your phone get dark all of a sudden? Nothing about the light in here changed. Anyway, high-rolling men I wanted, and I had them in the palm of my hand because they thought I was so sweet. I was getting spoiled and the dick I deserved. I got a little out of control and had 8 men on a schedule. Goddamn!
8? I can't even get one.
Sometimes 2 to 3 dates a day in 1 week.
You an escort.
How did you keep up, I wonder? I'm really just curious.
Me too. Maybe.
Because I'd be motherfucking tired, okay? How many outfits you got? I guess a lot.
She must have a lot.
Okay, going this route, I thought I was being responsible by keeping track of the men I was multi-dating and sexing with in my period tracker. Derek, the Kappa. I had him on Sundays, and that quickly had to be cut off because if you dated a Kappa, you know how that goes. And sex with him was weird. He barely thrusted and would like to just lay his dick in me until he came, which resulted in me just doing Kegels the whole time like a fucking octopus. What? I don't know what Kappas you was fucking, but
they be shimmying around. Because I was like, what?
They do a lot. What are you talking about?
They be moving a lot.
I thought you were just going to say he was a hoe.
Yeah, me too.
Mm. Well,
I'm sorry. A little questionable, but
I'm
like.
I'm sorry to the Kappas that you fucked. Okay, Vic, the BDB. I had him on Saturdays and Fridays, and that dick was mind-blowing. Long chocolate dick, and he would devour my pussy. My juices would be all over his beard, and watching his dress shake between my legs had me quivering. We had such great sex. We actually broke the damn bed. Mm. Then there was this Haitian guy. This was tragic. That was the first time I ever seen a small dick. Literally, his dick was the size of my pinky. I left and blocked him that day. I'd never been so disappointed in my life, but I did get him to cook for me before I left his small dick ass. No wonder why he was so buff. Okay. Then there was Jeremy, the big dick engineer, who would fit just perfectly. His girth thick as hell, and I love seeing my juices gushing in and out every time we met on Tuesdays and Saturday nights. We were both fresh out. You got a lot going on Saturday, sis. Okay. And I love seeing my juices gushing in and out every time we met on Tuesdays and Saturdays. We were both fresh out of long-term relationship, so this was a perfect entanglement. The only weird thing about him was that he would place a napkin under his balls and would lay there naked until we would get dressed.
A napkin under his balls?
What?
You know what? She did say she was fucking with athletes and rich niggas. Sometimes they'd be weird as fuck.
Okay. I just love all the different profiles. I want to do this. I need to make a profile of all the characters we've talked about on the show.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Sam, he was a successful man working in the NBA/NFL stadium here in my state and was connected with a lot of high-profile people in the black political realm. We met every other day of the week, dating and sexing. It's true what they say about skinny men. If you know, you know. He, on the other hand, was clingy as fuck, and I couldn't do it. The first time I came to his house for a cookout, he introduced me to his mother as his girlfriend, and he didn't tell me that his mother would be there. Crazy! Okay, then there was my coworker. We met secretly at his place or mine after work almost every night when we could. And this man would have me squirting all over the place, gushing on his dick, and this man was the best of them. Somehow, he was the only one who found my spot that I didn't even know was there. Sex was so amazing. We would climax at the same time every time, and he even fell asleep in my pussy, snoring like he just had a long workout. I also was his squirter, and he I also was his first squirter, and he never experienced that before. I got his ass hooked. We would travel all over the world and no one ever knew. Good times. Okay, then there was X-Bay. He was mainly Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays.
He got a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was the main bay, I guess. That didn't last long after experiencing so many wonderful dicks. Mischievous laugh. It's amazing how you don't realize how much better sex is out there until you're having sex with someone else. He actually tried getting me back and begged me on his knees in public. That made me smile on the inside, and I left him right there on his knees begging for me for one more chance. Lastly was NBA Bay, who played overseas. He was a great contender, but his obsession with Tupac dropped...
Wait, what Tupac got to do with this?
Drove me nuts. His dick, though, was the largest. When he whipped it out, I was scared for my pussy. So scared, I literally was backing myself to the headboard in distraught on my elbows. Bitch, I know exactly what the fuck you're talking about. Contemplated, should I take this challenge or not? I did and was disappointed. Oh, damn. I learned a lot that day. That just because a man has a big dick, it doesn't mean he knows how to use it. And all my hoe phase was amazing, enlightening, and liberating. One time I had 2 cream pies in one day.
This bitch is really like...
Didn't mean for that to happen, but it did.
He ain't see the other cream? That's a lot of cream. You can't get all the cream out.
She might have. Okay. Every other man I dealt with and times we had sex, I did use protection, though. But those times are in my past, and now I'm in a 3-year monogamous relationship with the love of my life. Lesson for the ladies here is please multi-date. You will find out a lot about yourself and the men that you actually want. Have fun, because you can and should, but be safe at the same time. My period tracker has all of my secrets that no one knows, but if my boyfriend were to go through it and see the many heart and condom emojis, he would probably be mortified. Tip, if you want to know if your girl is really faithful, go through her... Shut up!
Go through her what?
I'll tell you later. Sincerely, a secret hoe. She attached a photo in it, but I didn't attach it on here. She was pretty.
You giving up the cheat code. Okay. But I just want to know, what was his obsession with Tupac? Because what I want...
What was he doing? Was it like...
Was he dressing up like Tupac?
Did he have a bandana tied around?
Did he go get his nose pierced?
Right. Like, did he have his head?
Because that's annoying, but
or
I just
wonder... Or did y'all have to have sex to Tupac every time?
Did he keep making you get box braids to remind him of Poetic Justice? Like, what was he doing? Did he only play Tupac music? Like...
I want to know. Can you just send us a reply,
please,
and let us know, girl?
I'm dying to know.
Me too. Okay. If you guys have a cocktail that you want to share with us or any inquiries, you want to promote your business with us or any of that, Black Friday is coming up. Email us at cocktails.atl@gmail.com. Remember to check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/cocktails. And then follow us on Instagram. On Instagram, we are at Cocktails Podcast. I'm at Kiki Says So.
And I'm at Coffee Bean Dean.
And until next week, you guys, goodbye.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.